In this text we begin with today, Acts 14, we have the ending of the first missionary journey. And they have made a big circle like this, and now they're going back through all those towns again to confirm them, strengthen them, appoint leaders. The idea that you know, you go into a town and you do your thing and you leave and leave your tapes for sale or something, that's not apostolic work. You go back and you work and you work and you work with these people, fix up their marriages, train leaders. And Paul, though he traveled much, notice he goes back through all those towns. Huh? Today, we have the story of how he was killed. The people went out and gathered around him, and he got up, and he ran to the next town. No, he went back right into the city again. Now, that's apostolic courage. What he cares about are the people. So he goes back in there. And then on the next day, he left and went to Derbe. And so it goes on to tell us all about, they appointed presbyters for them in each church with prayer and fasting, and they got ready. And then, see, he tells them, it is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. Necessary. So that we'll be free of sin, and so that we'll be like Jesus, and so that our sufferings can bring grace for many, many people. And he kind of knows what he's talking about. He'd just been left for dead after having been stoned. And so he knows what he's talking about. These are all the glimpses of the life of Christ in the church. Huh? The Acts of the Apostles is really the Acts of the Holy Spirit. In the Gospel, we have the last words of chapter 14. And every one of these is extremely beautiful and important. There are these sentences. I give you my peace. That means there's never a time when we should be without peace. Well, it doesn't always work, but that's our fault. Jesus has said, look, I give you my peace. Strive every day to do the will of the Father. Turn from sin. Forgive each other. Do what I tell you to do. Do what my Holy Spirit tells you to do in the depth of your heart, minute by minute, and you'll have peace. It just doesn't happen. It's a gift. And the way we preserve the gift is by total and radical obedience to the blessed Holy Spirit who dwells in us and guides us. Then he says, you know, don't let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you I'm going away and I'll come back. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. Not that the Father is greater than he in the mystery of the most blessed Trinity, but that realization of that sonship that is now in his human nature. See, there, the Father is greater than he. That's why he says, I don't do a thing that I don't see the Father doing. I don't move a muscle unless I see the Father doing it. And his whole life, his whole existence, his whole eternity is fixed on the Father. That's the grace he wants for us. That's the grace of Pentecost. Abba, Father. And now I'm telling you all this before it happens so that you will believe. And now you understand one of the roles of prophecy. Especially when the prophecies are of it, things aren't out of God's control. That's one of the graces of prophecy and why there is a charism of prophecy. And part of it is to say, this is God's plan. So that when it happens, you don't say, everything's getting out of God's control. No, it's not. So then you will believe. And then he finally finishes, I'm not going to speak a lot more with you. The ruler of the world is coming. Interesting. Here is the Son of God. And he says, the ruler of the world is coming. Coming to kill him. But the world must know that I love the Father. And now he opens up the depth of his heart to us. This is what drives him. This is what keeps him going. Love for the Father. And it opens up for us. If you take time today, just pray these words. The world must know that I love the Father. So, and I do just as the Father has commanded me. Whatever he wants, I do. Now you see, as I've often said before, you see, it's the role of the Mother of God to so dispose our hearts. She has real influence in our lives. It's not just prayer and example that she gives us. It's influence if we want it. And that influence is what? That she makes our heart sensitive to the movement of the Holy Spirit. Helps us to obey those movements. And those movements of the Holy Spirit are meant to conform our heart to the heart of Christ. And when our heart is like Christ, then we understand the world must know I love the Father, and I do exactly as he tells me. That's the love. I'm just so riveted, as I have been from all eternity in my divine life with the in the Trinity. I am God, don't forget. But here on earth, I do the same thing. I love him, and I do exactly what he wants. And the role of the Holy Spirit is to conform our hearts to that desire to love the Father and do just what he wants. And the role of the Mother of God, who is church, you see, is to form our hearts, to change us, so that the Holy Spirit has a freer way with us and can start to move our hearts to be like the heart of Christ. And the heart of all of that, when you look on the cross, I remember my old professor, Father Lyonnais, a great holy man. They could canonize him one day. One of the great experts in St. Paul was his field. And he said, you know, they say when you look on the cross, you see sin. He said, no. If you want to see the result of sin, look at hell. That's where sin goes. When you look on the cross, you see the love of God for you. That's what you see. And there, you see, if you will gaze there, you will see that love. Now, you know, you might see it at first like a spectator, like, oh, my gosh. Look at that total selflessness, and it's infinite. But after a while, you're brought into it. That's the way I want to be. Wouldn't it be great to be on your deathbed and say, the world must know I love the Father, and so I'm just happy to die. I want to witness to how lovable the Father is. I want to witness to he who is the very source of life, even in the Trinity, though they're all equal. This is who he is. That's the grace. And you see, we're getting ready for Pentecost. Start to pray like crazy. Holy Spirit, come and change my heart. And you go and consecrate yourself to Mary. You listen to her. You let her work in your heart. And soon you will start praying that way, as the way she prayed her whole life long. And that's just the meaning of the Passion, right there for you, in one word. The world must know that I love the Father. That's why I do this. Ask the Lord even during Mass today now. Let me in on this. We are going to celebrate that act of love in which he died. He's going to be here present to us in sacrament, fixed in the act of love in which he died. The world must know that I love the Father. That's their only way out of the mess they're in, is to see some real love.